CRTV's afternoon edition with me, Drusilla Mokoso Joki. In our top stories, palpable achievements from the major national dialogue that took place 5 years ago in Yaoundé have been documented in various fields in Cameroon, among them in the decentralization process, from the construction of roads, hospitals, schools and industries, to the modernization of service delivery and amenities. Cameroonians have been lauding initiatives born of a people-centered and bottom-top governance. Traffic is said to be considerably purified in Yaoundé following the launch today by the Minister of Housing and Urban Development of a project to construct a 9-kilometer road in the Soa municipality to the tune of close to 11 billion CFA francs. And in sports, the third lap of the 24th Chantal Biya International Grand Prix has been won by Algerian Mansour Islam from Ebolova through Mengong to Sangmelima. And those were our top stories, but first, the news bulletin.
The bulletin with Winston Lebga. A 9-kilometer road project has been launched in the Soa municipality of Yaoundé, meant to ease traffic in the northern part of Cameroon's capital city. It is worth close to 11 billion CFA francs and has been launched by the Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Celestine Ketcha-Cortez. She has signed a partnership deal to that effect with the Arab Contractors Company. It is a two-phase project that begins from the Dispensaire Kozwa area to the Carrefour Katanga neighborhood to be executed in 5 months. Cameroonian authorities have been reportedly making the effort to respect the bottom-top approach of some of the recommendations of the major national dialogue that took place in the country from September 30 to October 4, 2019. They include the construction of the Kambe Regional District Hospital, the emergency center at the Bamenda Regional Hospital, and the building of modern classrooms at the government bilingual high school Bonadikombo, Limbe, and Ekondo Titi. In the northwest, the first phase of the Cash for Work program is said to have seen the active participation of the population in the economic growth and development of their communities in particular and the country in general. Transporters in Cameroon are complaining about the rising insecurity in the interurban transportation sector, especially the recurrent reports on muggings in taxis. They underscored the dangers of the phenomenon during a news conference in Yaoundé held to highlight a series of activities to curb the crime wave. Competitive entrance exams into the CEMAC Interstate Customs School for the 2024-2025 academic year have been launched. The exams shall be written in the 6 member states of the Central African Economic and Monetary Community and have been scheduled for October 20, 2024. The closing date for pre-enrollment and enrollment procedures for the Faculty of Law and Political Sciences and Faculty of Economics and Management of the University of Yaoundé 2 have been postponed to October the 31st, 2024. A press statement from the rector, Professor Richard Laurent Omba, indicates that the enrollment can be done via the online registration platform and on the campus of the University of Yaoundé 2 in Soa. The Minister of Sports and Physical Education shall preside over the installation ceremony of newly appointed officials in that ministry on Thursday. The ceremony, which starts at 2 p.m., will take place in the conference room of the Ministry of Sports and Physical Education. The winner of the third lap of the 24th Chantal Biya International Cycling Grand Prix from Ebolova through Mengong to Sangmelima is Algeria's Mansour Islam. He crossed the finish line of the lap in Sangmelima ahead of Kwere Nunawe Rodrigue of the SNH Velo Club from Cameroon and Casco David of Dukla Banska Bystrica from Slovakia. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition
we set the pace. CRTV's Afternoon Edition.
Connecting people.
Thank you for being with us. The government of Cameroon and the World Health Organization are mapping out strategies to strengthen the country's capacity to respond to widespread health challenges. Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Diongute, held a meeting with the visiting Deputy Director General of the World Health Organization, Chikwe Ikekwazu. The meeting, which falls in line with the Universal Health Preparedness Review, was attended, among others, by some members of government. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam reports.
The COVID-19 pandemic showed how important it is for every country to have a solid health system and a high resilience to large-scale health outbreaks. The Universal Health Preparedness Scheme was set up by the World Health Organization to help countries in this regard. The working session between the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diongute, and the Deputy Director General of the World Health Organization served to identify strategies which can help boost the health sector in Cameroon. Chikwe Ikekwazu, Deputy Director General, World Health Organization.
We're here to do a universal health and preparedness review with the government, looking through the various components of government coming together to work with the health sector to ensure that the country is more prepared for any threats that it will face. So this is a very collaborative process, and out of it we will reach some consensus on where the priority areas are to improve the health sector in Cameroon.
The discussions are part of a process which will take Cameroon's demarche to the global stage for peer review.
Firstly, we will meet locally, expect Mr. Prime Minister to convene his cabinet and take key decisions on how to move forward on the issues that we have prioritized together. But secondly, the Minister of Health will also bring this resource to the global stage, bring it to Geneva, share it with other countries. Other countries will also engage with them. It's a peer review process. So really very excited about Cameroon's leadership in this process.
The Prime Minister reassured the WHO official that the government of Cameroon is totally committed to improving access to basic health services to the population. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
The people of the Northwest and Southwest regions have been appreciating the initiative of the regional assemblies to implement a bottom-top approach in the realization of their projects. The decentralized approach, coupled with a special status for the two regions, was a major recommendation of the Major National Dialogue 5 years ago that received the approval of the head of state. Albert Njiembonde revisits the Major National Dialogue, its key recommendation, and how it's implemented. Implementation has been so far 5 years on.
To both Anglophones who've come as participants, the biggest problem is the form of a state.
The SDF came with an initial position of straight federalism.
Cameroonians of all political ideologies were invited to the national table by President Paul Biya to make their voices heard by examining likely ways and means of responding to the profound aspirations of the people of the Northwest and Southwest regions within the confines of the Constitution. A dialogue whose key recommendation on decentralization for the entire country with a special status for the two regions was highly saluted. 5 years on, the regions are effective. A school on local administration was created. So too are the offices of the public independent conciliators and the houses of chiefs. Fon Yakum Shomitang II is president of the Northwest House of Chiefs.
A lot of people look at traditional rulers or funds to be individuals. May I recall here that funds are institutions and their palaces are community property. And on that note, a good number of palaces rehabilitated in the Northwest region today, thanks to this special status and thanks to the institution of the House of Chiefs.
More citizen participation is being encouraged. Projects such as the Hemodialysis Center in Kumba and the Regional Annex Hospital in Kambe have become lifesavers. In the Ministry of Decentralization and Local Development, efforts are being made to ensure that the local population participates in the realization of projects. George Elanga Obam is the minister.
This is citizen participation. This is time for them to be the main actors of the process. There is a legal framework now that is put in place that allow them to be organized in groups and to go to the local authorities saying, this is what we need.
More and more in the northwest and southwest regions, projects are conceived by the people. They are people-oriented and realized by the people.
Among the features of the special status was the creation of the post of a public independent conciliator in line with the 2019 Code on Regional and Local Authorities and the historical specificities of the Northwest and Southwest regions. Madam Dorothy Motazi, the public independent conciliator of the Southwest region, makes an appraisal of the road covered so far.
The PIC Southwest has achieved a lot. We have been able to touch all the six divisions of the Southwest region. We've been able to bring in the youths to work with us as community-based liaison officers. We have been able to work with civil society organizations. We've done a lot of benchmarking with other international bodies. We've carried out a massive sensitization of the population of the Southwest region using all the national languages of the Southwest region is a great achievement.
You listen there to the public independent conciliator of the Southwest region, Madam Dorothy Motazi. And the president of the Northwest Regional Assembly, Professor Frank Wafo III, says the creation of the Peace and Development Initiative, PDI, has been a significant achievement since the Assembly's establishment in 2019, following the major national dialogue. He said the PDI has enabled the institution to enhance the quality of life of inhabitants in the crisis-affected Northwest region by improving water supply, sanitation, and basic transportation infrastructure. Mary Ann Lantum reports from Bamenda.
The president of the Northwest Regional Assembly, Professor Fru Angwafo III, has indicated that the Peace and Development Initiative has been a key tool in promoting harmony, social cohesion, and active citizen participation, essential for fostering peace in the conflict-hit Northwest region.
The system of governance has been broadened. The communities are part of the local governance. They take ownership of their issues.
He also emphasizes that sociocultural festivals and sports play a major role in bringing communities together, offering opportunities to improve residents' quality of life.
It's always a venue when they meet to showcase the productivity of the region.
Professor Angwafo notes that the Regional Assembly, formed under the special status, also oversees the House of Chiefs, which is dedicated to preserving the cultural heritage of the people.
When you come to our assembly, you will see incredible bamboo chairs made by young people. Beads are a rendition of the culture of the people.
5 years after the assembly's creation, the president reassured residents that the assembly is open to innovative ideas to enhance socioeconomic and cultural development in the region. Marianne Lantum, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And down in Boya, the National School of Local Administration, NASLA, has been at the center of local development in Cameroon since its creation. The institution, in its 4 years of existence, has been instrumental in pushing forward government's policy of decentralization. In the following report, Hombo Suzy Monjoa looks at the essential role played by NASLA in accelerating the decentralization process in Cameroon.
In 4 years, remarkable strides have been made in positioning the institution as a veritable instrument in promoting local governance and decentralization in Cameroon. In line with the vision of its top management to furnish decentralized collectivities with quality human resources, training programs are tailored to promote good governance, service delivery, and national development. Tanyitiku Eno Achobaye is the Director General.
The various instruments that transfer powers to regional and local authorities, the 2009 Ministerial Order on the skills and competence required in the regional and local authorities, are the cornerstone on which our training programs are tailored, be it in terms of local financing, budgeting, legal affairs, civil statutes, urban planning, management of social services, hygiene and sanitation, local economic development, tourism protection, non-violent resolution of conflicts, revenue collection, funeral police, municipal police. All of these are the pillars around which our training has been structured.
The impact this far has been encouraging in spite of the timid response from councils.
For some councils, they still don't see the link. Adequate investing in training and performance as council.
The National School of Local Administration is no doubt a reflection of the will of the Cameroonian government to make professional training one of the essential pillars of decentralization and development in the country. Many have nonetheless expressed the need for direct recruitment of the graduates into regional and local institutions so as to guarantee the success of the decentralization process. Humbo Susie Munchoa, CLTV News, Boya.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
Minutes after 3 p.m. you're listening to CRTV's Afternoon Edition. We were telling you in the headlines, works have begun on a 9-kilometer road project in the Sua municipality, expected to ease traffic in the northern part of Yaoundé. Launching the project today in Yaoundé, the Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Celestine Kecha-Cortez, called on Arab contractors to do an outstanding job. Harrison Ashotiku has the details.
The Minister of Housing and Urban Development, with contractors, the mayor and members of the local elite of Sua, opening works on the 9 kilometers road project to ease traffic in the northern part of the city of Yaoundé. Following the launch, works on the Dispensier Kozwa to Karifu Katanga stretch, which covers a distance of 5.134 kilometers, are expected to resume. Esamba Embolo, mayor of Sua.
I'm very much the head of state on behalf of people of Sua, Arab contractor who is in charge of the works. We know his experience.
The second phase of the project is from Antre Akak to Karifu Gendarmerie in Sua, and it covers a distance of 4.692 kilometers. Housing and Urban Development Minister Celestine Kecha-Cortez, while presiding over the launch of the project, emphasized on the need for Arab contractors to do the job diligently and appealed that the general manager of Arab contractors, Ashraf Fahmy, says their reputation speaks for itself.
All work done from Arab contractor are intact. We will do it in a very good quality.
The project will take 25 months for all the three phases to be completed.
And the Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Celestine Kecha-Cortez, has expressed the government's determination to reduce the traffic congestion in Yaoundé by creating subsidiary roads. She's upbeat that the tarring of the 9-kilometer road in Soa will go a long way to redressing the situation. She throws more light on the project in the following excerpt of an interview selected by Harrison Ashotiku.
With the huge population today, can't do other than to create new road, new urban city, to improve the villages not far from Yaoundé, to bring people to go out of Yaoundé and make the life from Yaoundé more easy. As you know, the head of state has prescribed many bypass roads. I was in Okola to launch the bypass road who will pass through Okola and end here in Soa, to make that people of Yaoundé can live not far from Yaoundé and walk to Yaoundé. Today, we have time to complete the work to Mimboman and as well as to launch this important bypass road of Akak 1, Soa.
You listen there to the Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Celestine Kecha-Cortez, in an excerpt selected by Harrison Ashotiku. The competitive entrance examination into the Economic and Monetary Community of Central African States, CEMAC, Interstate Customs School for the 2024-2025 academic year has been scheduled for next October the 20th. The examination will be written in all the six states of the CEMAC sub-region. The institution is in Bangui in the Central African Republic, where the headquarters of the CEMAC is situated. In the paper that follows, staff man Ngu Henry opines that the organization of the examination this year is another induction that normalcy has returned to the country.
Due to the upsurge in violence in the Central African Republic in 2018, the headquarters of the Economic and Monetary Community of Central African States, CEMAC, was transferred from Bangui to Malabo in Equatorial Guinea, caused by CEMAC commissioners for a quick return to normalcy and sustainable peace in the Central African Republic, yielded fruits as the head office moved back to Bangui in 2020. The political and social upheaval affected the functioning of institutions under CEMAC. These include the CEMAC Interstate Customs School, which trains nationals of member states, which are the Central African Republic, Chad, Equatorial Guinea, Gabon, the Republic of Congo, and Cameroon. The competitive entrance examination into the institution will be organized simultaneously in the six states of the sub-region on October the 20th, 2024. The candidates will be tested on general knowledge, public finance, plus economic and integration law. The results of the examination will be published on Friday, November the 29th, 2024.
The Adamawa region has continued mobilization ahead of the projection of the documentary on the accomplishments of President Paul Biya on the 16th of October in Gaoundéré. Presidents of various commissions set up for the event have met in their second session and have reassured that all is gradually being put in place financially and security-wise to ensure a smooth screening of the documentary. Elis Wajibania tells us more. Elis Wajibania, that we should be meeting in our subsequent editions. And on to sports, Algeria rider Mansouri Islam is the winner of the third lap of the 24th Chantabia International Cycling Grand Prix. He covered the 104.2-kilometer lap from Ebolova through Mengong to Sangmilima in 2 hours, 22 minutes, 24 seconds, and was followed by Kwere Nanoue Rodrigue of the SNH Velo Club and Casco David of Dukla Banska Bristrica from Slovakia. CRTV's envoy to the race course, Ben Collins, New Iberia, has a story.
Mansouri Islam from Algeria was among the 8 cyclists that led the race at 25 kilometers to Sangmalima. Islam crossed the finish line, edging out Cameroon's Kwere Nanoue Rodrigue and Slovakia's Casco David. The yellow jersey holder, Van Dijk of Flanders region team from Belgium, arrived in the peloton 5 minutes 12 seconds behind Islam, returning his lead. His coach, Bessems Herman, believes they are on the good track.
He has ride on the bunch in the front. We tried, eh? Yassine has the best rider, eh? But we will see, eh? We have tried to keep the yellow jersey. We must just keep one and Hamza, Yassine, because he's the best.
So how did you see the stage today?
It was very difficult with a lot of climbing.
With one of the race commissioners commanding the race caravan comprising 55 cyclists from 11 European and African teams, left from Ebolova at 10 a.m. and arrived in Sangmalima shortly before 1 p.m. The competition intensifies as the riders gear up for the fourth lap. This Friday, they will tackle the 115.1-kilometer stage from Sangmalima to Rungpang to Miyomesala in the south region. Breeze Song, Ben Collins, New Iberia, CRTV News, on the race course in Sangmalima.
Thank you, Ben, for those updates. Still in football, elite football clubs in the... We go to football now from cycling, where elite football clubs in the West region have recruited players to boost their team's strength ahead of the new football season in Cameroon. They've brought in local talent and others who ply their trade abroad with the aim of making their mark in the country and on the international scene. From Bafoussam, Eric Langmiawufo reports.
The West region has 3 teams in Elite 2, Jiko FC of Banjun, Racing Football Club of Bafoussam, and Unisport of Bafang, The assistant coach of Unispor, Atanas Olua, says they have assembled a squad that can enable them bounce back to Elite One next season.
We have 3 to 4 players from Nigeria. Some have come from Djibouti. You see, the ambition is high, and our objective is to get back to the Elite One football.
In Elite One, Pante of Banganti and Bambutuso Buddha completed their recruitments earlier and have been multiplying training sessions ahead of the new season.
If you're watching assistant coach Pantebo of Baganté, we have around 25-30 players. Player like Ngamale is coming for UMS or for Loom. Pondi is coming from Union of Douala. This year you need to play one of second place for season, even play this Cameroon Cup.
A football tournament dubbed Fraternity is on the way in Bafoussam, grouping 4 teams: Sable of Bati, Pante of Baganté, Unispor of Bafang, and Etoile of Baham. Football officials say it is aimed at fine-tuning preparations for the new football season in the country. Eric Langmier-Wofo, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
And onto this press release, is the Minister of Finance, considering the significant interest observed in recent days regarding the filing of tax returns, informs non-professional taxpayers subject to the annual personal income tax declaration that the deadline for submission has been extended to December 1st, 2024. Additionally, the Minister of Finance commends the numerous taxpayers who have already voluntarily fulfilled this tax obligation. The Minister of Finance further emphasizes that non-compliance with this filing obligation will result in the enforcement of penalties as stipulated in the Manual of Tax Procedures. To further assist the concerned taxpayers in meeting their filing requirements, dedicated support teams have been deployed at their respective tax offices and within the Directorate General of Taxation, along with an online assistance mechanism, including a toll-free call center 8200, an electronic assistance platform help desk accessible via the homepage of the Directorate General of Taxation's website, www.support.harmony2.cm, a messaging service +237 691 881 881, specifically for taxpayers residing abroad. Now, the Minister of Finance accounts on the compliance of all this. So the press release on the extraordinary elective General Assembly of the National Order of Tax Consultants of Cameroon, which will be held on the Thursday, the 24th of October 2024 at 10 a.m. prompt in the Yaounde Hilton Hotel. The main agenda will be the renewal of the organs of the UNCFC. As a reminder, in accordance with the order's internal regulations, the General Assembly is made up of all the tax consultants registered on the order's rule, Article 8, Paragraph 1. The trainees registered on the order's appendix list are authorized to take part in the work of the Assembly. They may take part but do not have the right to vote. Article 8, paragraph 3. The conditions of participation and eligibility are those contained in the minutes of the meetings of February the 2nd, May the 7th, May the 23rd, and July the 23rd, 2024, held with the Orders Management Board. Voting is by lists. Each member may represent 2 other electors on the basis of a duly established mandate. Candidates' files are due at the Management Committee set up for the occasion no later than midnight, Tuesday, September the 24th, 2024. The Minister of Finance would like to thank all ONCF members who are committed to revitalizing the tax advisory profession. And now to NCRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. Palpable achievements from the major national dialogue that took place 5 years ago in Yaounde have been documented in various fields in Cameroon, among them the decentralization process. Traffic is set to be considerably fluidified in Yaounde following the launch today by the Minister of Housing and Urban Development of a project to construct a 9-kilometer road in the Swa municipality to the tune of close to 11 billion CFA francs. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Drusilla Mokoso Joki. Up next is a summary of the news in the French language with Chris Kanjing. Bon après-midi.
Bon après-midi. Gestion des urgences de santé publique, le Cameroun pose des fondations solides en faveur de l'amélioration de son schéma d'intervention et pratiques opérationnelles. Le Premier ministre chef du gouvernement, Joseph Dion Gouté, a présidé ce jour à l'immeuble Étoile une réunion interministérielle consacrée à la mission de haut niveau de l'initiative Examen universel de la santé et de la préparation. En visite de travail au Cameroun, le directeur général adjoint de l'OMS s'est dit satisfait de l'engagement des autorités camerounaises dans l'architecture mondiale de préparation, de réponse et de résilience aux urgences sanitaires. Les travaux de construction des tronçons dispensaires Nkozoa et Akak 1, Carrefour, Gendarmerie-Soa, ont été lancés ce jeudi par le ministre de l'Habitat et du Développement Urbain en présence de nombreuses personnalités de l'élite et des populations. Le projet qui s'étend sur 25 mois vise à désengorger la pénétrante nord de la ville de Yaoundé. Grand dialogue national, 5 ans après, zoom sur la décentralisation, grosse bénéficiaire de la grande rencontre du Palais des Congrès de Yaoundé. Un statut spécial pour les régions du Nord-Ouest et du Sud-Ouest, une accélération du processus de transfert des compétences, la loi portant code général des collectivités territoriales décentralisées, des actions et innovations majeures qui, depuis 5 ans, apportent un souffle nouveau à la décentralisation. Zone SEMAC, le retour des institutions de la communauté économique et monétaire de l'Afrique centrale vers le siège statutaire de la commission de la SEMAC à Bangui, en République centrafricaine, va favoriser la relance de nombreuses activités. Parmi celles-ci, la réouverture des portes de l'école inter-État d'Idouane. Ce sera à travers les tests et concours pour l'année 2024-2025, prévus le 20 octobre prochain. Et puis en sport, Grand Prix cycliste international Chantal Biya, la troisième étape Ebolova Mengong San Melima, longue de 104,2 km, vient de rendre son verdict. L'Algérien Mansouri Islam est sacré vainqueur. Le maillot jaune reste sur les épaules du Belge Van Dijk Wesley. Le Camerounais Kwere Nounawe Rodrigue est deuxième classement d'étape. Madame, Monsieur, c'était le condensé du TriPM. Merci de l'avoir suivi. Bonne suite des programmes sur le poste national de la CIAC TV.